Proverbs 1:6 says to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Of course, God's word is given to us with the full intent that we understand it. It's not like other so-called religious, or what they call them, holy books. They're not holy books. There's only one holy book on the planet, and that's the Word of God, our King James Bible in English. And it's given with the intent we understand these things. And there's so many people who act like the Bible's not even meant to be understood, and you're crazy if you claim to understand it. And that is counter to God's intent. God's intent is, as he says here with the Proverbs, to understand a proverb. So let me just tell you, hopefully I'm not talking to anybody who's like this, but if you're using that as an excuse to not try to read and understand the Bible, you'll be held accountable for that. People don't understand. They're going to be held accountable not just for what they know, but what they could have known and should have known. And we should know the Word of God, and we can know and understand the Word of God, and we can understand these proverbs and the interpretation. Not just understand the language, but understand the interpretation. And it goes on when it says, and the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Of course, all the books of the Bible are given to us through men who really, it wouldn't matter what kind of person it is, God superintends the whole process from inspiring the words and moving men to write them, and then protecting and preserving them for us today. And I want to say something about that last phrase, dark sayings. First of all, there's a saying, a wise man is sensible of his own defects. And so we should be humble as we approach the word. I don't want to be misunderstood. But when we see this, it says it's their dark sayings. I've had that thrown at me as an explanation for the secret societies and their so-called dark sayings. That's not what this is talking about. Dark sayings is used in Psalm 49:1-4. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. And David was not using occult imagery in his psalms any more than in the Proverbs did Solomon do that. What dark sayings means, I'll just use the Noah Webster 1828 dictionary because I found it to be so clear. Dark sayings, the word dark meaning obscure, not easily understood or explained, as a dark passage in an author or dark saying. So there are some difficult things to be understood. Matthew Henry said, the words of the wise are sometimes dark sayings. In St. Paul's epistles, there is that which is hard to be understood. But here's the key. To those who, being well versed in the scriptures, know how to compare spiritual things with spiritual, they will be easy and safe, so that if you ask them, have you understood all these things? They may say, yea, Lord. Peter says what the problem is, they wrest the scriptures, Paul's writings, to their own destruction. Another definition given by Noah Webster is mysterious, as the ways of providence are often dark to human reasoning. Well, of course. I mean, we are talking about God. So there are going to be things that are mysterious to us. And the mysteries of Paul, they're no longer a mystery to those of us who will read his writings and understand those mysteries. But to those who won't read or won't put forth the effort, they will remain dark sayings.